parecías inocente, como santo en un altar. Nos sobraba todo el mundo, con mirarnos nada más. Nos pasaron 1100 lunas y dejamos de intentar. Todo cambia y yo no espero más. Nos veremos en el paraíso, porque tanto lloré que apagué hasta el infierno. Nos veremos en el paraíso. Es que sin saberlo, amor mío, ya perdí a la que más te quiso. En el ruido del silencio nos dejamos de entender. Disfrazamos de cansancio estas ganas de correr. Cuando no quedaba nada, ya más nada que volver. No quedaban ni las ganas de querer. Nos veremos en el paraíso, porque tanto lloré que apagué hasta el infierno. Nos veremos en el paraíso. Es que sin saberlo, amor mío, ya perdí a la que más te quiso. Diste tu suerte por sentado, mi amor, porque estuve siempre a tu lado. Ladrón, te robaste 10 años de mi vida. Nos veremos en el paraíso, porque tanto lloré que apagué hasta el infierno. Nos veremos en el paraíso. Es que sin saberlo, amor mío, ya perdí a la que más, a la que más, a la que más te quiso.
Ana Lu is just so amazing, so I decided to dedicate this episode to her. Hey there, you're listening to 101.5 FM on UMFM. You just heard Nos Veremos en el Paraíso. I'm your Tuesday 1 PM host, Ryan Funk. Music is transcendent. The swell of an orchestra and the triumphant moments of a hero bops over the radio as you're driving in your car. Or the lively jumping or smooth soul of jazz in a club. Music is incredibly flexible. A person who embodies that magical essence of music is Ana Lu. After this interview, we're going to check out her performance from the Ethnic Concert Series.
Hello, I am Ana Lu. I'm an Argentinian singer and songwriter. I moved to Canada in 2016, and I've been living in Winnipeg very happily, I must say. I am currently working on my second album, which I will release in April 2020. I got mixed up with the numbers, but next year in April. And I'm releasing singles. I released a single on December 20th, yesterday. And yeah, I'm very happy to be here chatting with you, Ryan.
So what can you tell me about your single?
My single is called Sonriamosle a la Pena, which means let's smile at sorrow. And it's about something I learned a few years ago, which has helped me a lot, which is to accept sorrow as part of life. I think, and no one has told me otherwise yet, I think we all have days when things just don't work, when we feel down, and all the range from super depressed or just lack of energy. And those days are hard. And I used to get so upset on those days and feel bad that I was feeling bad. And in general, just this thought, this idea that sadness was something that was wrong with me and that I needed to solve. that it could not, that I could avoid it and have a life without it. And then I learned, something opened up in me, and I realized it's just a part of life, of everyone's life. And it's a part because also because life is beautiful, because I care, because I love people and things, because I have dreams. And because of that, there's going to be also loss and fear and being preoccupied about stuff. So for me, it was a very important point in my life. I learned that joy can coexist with sadness. I can be worried and still be peaceful. I'm still learning, right? But I wanted to pour this into a song, and I'm very happy with the result. It also has in it artists from Cuba, Chile, Canada, Argentina, and I don't know if I'm forgetting any place, but I feel like it reflects very nicely how eclectic Winnipeg is. Because it was all recorded and produced in Winnipeg, and I really like that. And we recorded like already with the cold, and it's a very warm song. It's a very warm song for Central American flavor, more Cuban color in the arrangement. And I love that it came out of this cold place and it's such an eclectic city that many people don't know that Winnipeg is like this. So I like that.
That message stands so true during this period of time. We really can't control what's going on. It can be out of our hands, and that can be scary, but we have to learn to accept that and make the best of a bad situation.
Yeah, of course. If we had this idea that I can't be happy if I am sad, or if there is something wrong going on, look at the world, like with the pandemic, and it's so out of our control. So I guess like what I want to say in the song is also like to find the beauty and the happiness in every day, even when you are sad or even when there are so many problems, you can still feel happy. You can still find beauty and happiness and peace during the same day.
You also recently got back from a trip. How was that?
Actually, I'm still tripping. I'm in Argentina right now.
Oh, right now. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes, so I came at the beginning of December, and I'm going to stay until the end of January. I am going to do a show. I'm doing some promotion for my music here. And of course, most of all, getting together with my family, spending time with them, getting together with friends. It had been 2 years since the last time I came. So I was desperate to see them. Yeah. So I'm very happy, very, very happy right now to be here. Though I miss Winnipeg. I miss the cold. I miss my friends. It's crazy. Life is crazy.
You don't hear many people say they miss the cold.
Yeah. And I'm a summer person. I love the summer. I love Winnipeg summer. But the cold is also, I like that curve in the year that changes different stages. So yeah, I miss it.
Yeah, I guess so. If it's the same weather all the time, it can feel a little just monotone. But out here, especially in Manitoba, in the morning, it can be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Not bored at all, ever, weather-wise. Yeah. And I like that. And I like how it also, those changes in weather within a day, but also along the year. I like it. I think it also reflects the changes within everyone, right? And how everything is in constant flow. I like that.
What first got you interested in music?
So I guess the first time was when we are five siblings, and this guitar teacher would come to my house and then teach us a lesson one at a time. And I was 5 and 6. That lasted for 2 years. And I remember perfectly, like this, I have these vivid memories of my lessons, and also of spending hours in the living room, like playing my songs and figuring out the chords. And I remember how I was able to play quickly, to play songs and sing and stop looking at my hand playing chords and stuff. So it wasn't conscious, but I see now how much I was enjoying music already. And I feel like it set camp in my heart right then. So I guess that was the first science. Then I stopped playing until I was a teenager. I got back into playing and singing and spending endless hours figuring out songs with my ears stuck to the radio or CDs and just trying to figure out the chord. I don't know, there was internet already, but I never looked for chords on the internet. I would just, I liked to figure out the chords myself.
Oh, so you've got a really good inner ear then, being able to hear the music then in your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that helped me to develop it, I think. And then I was a teenager then, and I finished high school and I got into law school and politics, like a politics sciences. I don't know, that's how it's called here, for a couple of years, because I was very into that. And my dad is a lawyer and I don't know, whatever. I had never even considered like doing music professionally, but I was unhappy. I felt something was off. And one day I dropped school, and my brother-in-law told me, like, why don't you study music? That's what you do all day. Why? And I was like, duh. But yeah, and I thought about it, and of course, that's what I loved doing every day. And I loved musicians. And my thing with I also got into college for economics, all that in 2 years. But I wanted to affect a change in the world. Like, I wanted to do good, you know. I worry about social situation, economics, justice, like everyone else, right? But I felt like I had that calling. But I realized, I really don't want to be around politicians all day, or lawyers or judges or whatever. But I do want to be around musicians, and I see musicians do great good in the world. Thank God for music. It can inspire change. It can ignite the hearts of anyone doing all sorts of things in the world. So I said, yeah, let's try that. And I started long 10 years of studying a lot. But yeah, that's when I decided I wanted to do this professionally.
Yeah, it transcends language barriers. Even if you don't necessarily understand the words in a song, you can get the emotions out of it.
I grew up listening to music in English, and I didn't speak a word of English when I was growing up. But I loved it, and I would spend hours and hours and feeling lots of things that didn't have to do with the lyrics, because I couldn't really understand the lyrics. That amazes me now. But that's true for so many million people with the Beatles and other bands that transcended completely language and culture.
So what can you tell me about your music specifically? What is it about your sound or style? What is it that it speaks to you?
I like, I also do it consciously. I make a point of it. I like to make a fusion of Latin American folk rhythms, like folk roots. I've been getting more into Latin American genres over the last few years. And I like fusion. I think fusion is the music of our present moment in history. Just for the mere fact that we can all listen to any music anytime during the day at the tip of your fingers. So that's incredible. But I like the idea of bringing classical, old, maybe sometimes falling off history genres and bring them to contemporary sound, a contemporary singer-songwriter style, but with a strong color of folk. I like that crossing of things. And then lyrics-wise, I like talking about the things that matter to me and then consequently probably to lots of people, to the things that are important in life. My aim or my fantasy is to make music that make you feel something, make you feel whatever you need to feel. I think music has that power, like that cathartic power, that the right song will open your heart and it will bring up the emotion that you need to let out. And not all music has that effect, but I try to write music like that, that can touch a fiber inside people.
What sort of words of encouragement or advice would you give someone who is looking to pursue a musical career, specifically for someone whose maybe music isn't in, like if they're here in Canada, isn't in English?
Yeah, just to remember that music transcends language. There's always an audience for anything in this world. It's also like so global right now. You can live in Canada, but reach people anywhere. And that Canada, if there is a good place, I don't know all other places, but Canada is a really good place to pursue a musical career, even if your music is not in English. I'm a good example. I've received tons of support from the councils in these 5 years, so go for it. Always keep the connection and the heart and the mind in the everyday enjoyment of and working of the craft, right? That has to be like the strongest thing at all times. And yeah, keep going and finding opportunities. Canada is a great place to do what you're doing.
Winnipeg is so great for that. The arts are just so vibrant here. Of course, everything's slowed down, but once we're out of this pandemic, I believe we're going to see a surge of the arts again. That's what
yes.
I feel.
Yeah, we've already seen like a little craziness in the last 2 months, like so much live music and shows. And yeah, it's going to be like that again. And I think that's one of the silver linings of this pandemic is probably like the reappreciation of the importance of music and arts in everybody's life, in the life of a scientist, a nurse, any worker from any occupation. Like music has been so important, and arts and reading, and it helps humanity cope with anything. So I think, yeah, it's gonna come back stronger than ever.
Where can people go to find out more about you and find your music?
I'm on all the usual places, Spotify as Onelu, Instagram Onelu Music, and on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. There are several music videos on YouTube that you can check out. And my website, onelu.com.
Hello, everyone. It's great to have you here for this concert. First of all, I want to thank you, Multicultural Channel, for putting this together, the Ethnic Music Concert Series. We're very happy to be here, and we're going to be sharing original music tonight with you. I am Onelu. This is Julian Vidal. We are both from Argentina, and we moved to Winnipeg in 2016, and we play together. I am a singer-songwriter, he's a sound engineer, and great musician. And we work together making the albums. We're releasing a new album this year. And tonight we're going to be sharing many of the songs that will go into that album. This first one is called Bailar de a Dos, which means dance in couples. And it's a song that talks about getting a little bit outside of ourselves, being a little bit less individualistic and starting sharing life and building life with the people around us. So this is Bailar de a Dos. I hope you enjoy it. Da-da-da. En la calle los teléfonos van paseando a las personas, todos ojos hacia abajo, que mirarnos ya incomoda. Se ignora el que está al lado y se habla el que no está. Sobran tantas conexiones que olvidamos conectar. Poco a poco en cada área de la vida cotidiana se hace menos necesario encontrarnos cara a cara. El avance tecnológico es sin duda fascinante, cosas que se hacían mejor antes. Que se vuelva a bailar de a dos, que se vuelva a bailar de a dos. Que encontremos la dicha que guarda perderse así por amor. Que se vuelva a bailar de a dos, que se vuelva a bailar de a dos. A este ritmo que suena no importa que venga, lo quiero con vos. A este ritmo que suena no importa que venga, lo quiero con vos. Darará. Defendemos con los dientes nuestro espacio individual. Le rendimos culto al tiempo y es sagrada nuestra paz. Pareciera que en el mundo gana el autosuficiente, pero soledad no miente y quien va solo así se siente. Aprendí que no es pecado el mostrarme vulnerable, que vivir solo la vida no es destino para nadie. Corre al tiempo y adaptarse es importante, pero hay algunas cosas que se hacían mejor antes. Que se vuelva a bailar de a dos, que se vuelva a bailar de a dos. Que encontremos la dicha que guarda perderse así por amor. Que se vuelva a bailar de a dos, que se vuelva a bailar de a dos. A este ritmo que suena no importa que venga, lo quiero con vos. A este ritmo que suena, no importa que venga, lo quiero con vos. ¿Cuántas horas malgastadas? Mil razones no son nada. El orgullo es como el viento. No deja tango ni cuento que le haga honor a este sufrir. Que se vuelva a bailar de a dos, que se vuelva a bailar de a dos. Que encontremos la dicha que guarda perderse así por amor. Que se vuelva a bailar de a dos, que se vuelva a bailar de a dos. A este ritmo que suena no importa que venga, lo quiero con vos. A este ritmo que suena no importa que venga, lo quiero con vos. A este ritmo que suena no importa que venga, lo quiero con vos.
That was Bailar de a dos. That's actually the first song we're going to be releasing next month, and it has a video that we filmed here in Winnipeg, partly in Argentina, so that's exciting. We're going to continue with the second song tonight. I have my playlist here. Just let me check. Of course. This next song is called Saber, which means in Spanish to know, and it's a love song, and it's a song about those people that are always by our side. As we grow older, we go through all kinds of situations, and especially in the hardest situations, we find out that we have very cool, strong people around us people who are always there. So thinking about these relationships is that I wrote the song, Saber. And by the way, we're very happy to be adding our little grain of sand so everyone can stay safe at home in these difficult times.
La noche está sin luna, la lluvia baña la esquina y al viejo farol, la soledad agazapada me hace señas, se ríe siempre en mi rincón. Estás dormido al lado mío, ángel tranquilo, te miro y me haces pensar que si te tengo conmigo, se aliviana mi pesar. ¿Cuántos reveses del destino sufrió mi alma callada? Y siempre te encontré al lado mío, compartiendo lo tuyo, haciéndote mío, siendo mi sostén. Los cuentos de hadas llegan siempre a un final feliz, pero en este mundo no es así. cuando la vida me quita, me sostiene solo a mí. Saber que estás conmigo aunque se caiga el cielo. Saber que no te asusta la tormenta, mi amor. Saber que si a la suerte se le olvidó por un rato. Saber, saber, saber que cuento con vos. Daira, daira, daira. Daira, 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 rara. Creo que perdí hasta la insolencia de imaginarme feliz. Y también perdí las ilusiones inocentes de un equilibrio que dure. Y así entendí, tan solo queda resignarme al destino. Cierto que todo cambia porque sí. Y siendo dueña de nada, me sostiene solo a mí. Saber que estás conmigo aunque se caiga el cielo. Saber que no te asusta la tormenta, mi amor. Saber que si a la suerte se le olvidó por un rato. Saber, saber, saber que cuento con un lugar al lado tuyo, donde el miedo no me alcanza, donde mi alma descansa. Saber estás conmigo aunque se caiga el cielo. Saber que no te asusta la tormenta, mi amor. Saber que si a la suerte se le olvidó por un rato. Saber, saber, saber que cuento con vos. Cuento con vos. Que cuento con vos. Daira, daira, daira. Está claro que mi casa está con vos. Que no se rompe esto que hay entre los dos. Daira, daira, daira. Daira, 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 rara.
Saber. Well, the first song had a little bit of maybe song, Cuban song, a little bit of reggaeton flavor. This one has a little bit of flavor of tango, maybe in the lyrics and the melodies, not so much the rhythm. And this next song we're going to be singing tonight, we're going to be like taking you on kind of a trip through Latin America with the different rhythms for the songs. Actually, this next one, it's called Déjame que me marche sin ti. It means let me live without you. And it has a much stronger tango flavor. We're actually going to play with this little instrument here called melodica that Julian is going to play. And Déjame que me marche sin ti is a song about ending a relationship on time or in time. What's the right way to say it? But yeah, sometimes we prolong things unnecessarily and they kind of get
dragged
too much and ruined when we could maybe just cut clean and just keep in our memories the beautiful times and the good stuff that we've given to each other.
Se perdió en el camino. Si es mezquino nuestro amor, mejor regalarlo al destino. Si encuentra abrigo, quizás vuelva a ser flor. Escuchar la voz del tiempo, pretendiendo entender, ya ves. Ignorábamos tanto, matábamos años que no van a volver. Deja sin ti. Déjame que me marche sin ti. Déjame que te lleve aquí. En mi memoria, en mi memoria, en mi memoria, ay, en mi memoria. No podíamos ver que no podemos conformarnos con migajas, con la garganta hecha un nudo y desnudos, el orgullo y el alma. No queda más nada que decirnos adiós. Déjame que me marche sin ti. Déjame que me marche sin ti. Déjame que te lleve aquí. En mi memoria, en mi memoria, en mi memoria, ay, en mi memoria. Parecíamos dos pájaros migrando, el verano en nuestra piel perder. La cordura en tus brazos, hecha sol en tus manos, supe que ser feliz. Déjame que me marche sin ti. Déjame que me marche sin ti. Déjame que te lleve aquí. En mi memoria, en mi memoria, en mi memoria, ay, en mi memoria, en mi memoria, ay. Let me live without you. A little bit, makes me a little bit sad, that song, but it's fine. It's part of life. Sometimes that's what the thing we need to do, just let go. It's very important to keep hydrated. It gets quite dry here in Winnipeg in winter, right, with heating. But we keep drinking water. So, Julian, the next song is Ojos de Almendra. This is one of the songs from the second album, too. And it means almond eyes. So I'm referencing the color and the shape of a pair of eyes. And it's a love song. I wrote it, just a note of color. I wrote this one in Grand Beach, which has become one of my favorite places in the world. I love it so much there. And I wrote this song watching one of those amazing sunsets there. And it's going to be coming out in the album this year.
En tus pies que despunte el mediodía, todavía.
corazón se ha adueñado de todos mis besos. Tanto amor que me guardaba, ahora es tuyo todito completo. Y es que todo está cambiando, tu sonrisa hace dulce lo amargo. Soy feliz hasta el domingo, desde que nos encontramos. Desde que nos encontramos, ojos de almendra ya me tienen atrapada. Quiero todas las mañanas con mi café. Ojos de almendra algo redondos y rasgados. Mi faro, mi remanso, ¿pa dónde? Sano, porque mi cabeza entra en el hueco de tu pecho como dos piezas hechas a mano. Ojos de almendra ya me tienen atrapada, pero todas las mañanas con mi café. Ojos de almendra algo redondos y rasgados, son mi faro, mi remanso, a dónde volver. Ojos de almendra, a esos ojos de almendra.
Ojos de almendra. We are kind of in the middle of our concert tonight. Thanks again for being here, for staying at home, for enjoying music from all the different cultures that live together here in Winnipeg, which is beautiful. We're very happy to have found our home here. And we're going to share, the next song we're going to share is called Océano Profundo, which means deep ocean. And it's my way to talk about life and our path through life since we are born until we go to whatever comes next. And I talk about this through this little stream that is born at the top of the mountain and makes all the way down to the ocean, becoming a big river and lakes and all the way, always hoping and wanting to become part of the ocean, but some time along the way, it realizes it came from the ocean. It's always been a part of it. So this is Océano Profundo. I'm gonna have another sip. How are you feeling, Julian?
Perfect.
Are you drinking your water?
No, but I'm okay.
Okay.
La punta de una montaña nace un cauce diminuto. El silencio lo acompaña, nadie se da cuenta mucho. Dice adiós a las nubes, ya es hora de partir. La luna y su blanca lumbre van plateando su fluir. Rápido la pendiente y el coraje despacito. Ya nos lleva la corriente, cantan cinco pececitos. con su andar va gastando piedras, va buscando el infinito. Y de a poco se da cuenta que son parte de lo mismo. Océano profundo, garúa en la ciudad, un caos diminuto y la azul inmensidad. Océano profundo, garúa en la ciudad, un caos diminuto y la azul inmensidad. Cruel la tormenta y dijo el caos asustado: ay, si se cae el cielo, yo no sé qué es lo que hago. Rezó con todo su aliento, pidió que todo se calme. Cesaron lluvias y vientos, quedó un río fuerte y grande. Tregua el destino, confía, todo llega a puerto, es océano tu río. Océano profundo, garúa en la ciudad, un caos diminuto y la azul inmensidad. Océano profundo, garúa en la ciudad, un caos diminuto y la azul inmensidad.
Deep Ocean. Also, that's going to be coming out this year with a video clip, a music video, that we recorded in partly here in Winnipeg and also in Ontario at a beautiful, beautiful lake. So we're very excited about that as well. We have a couple more songs maybe for you. The show, three more songs. So stay there. Don't go outside your homes. But stay, I hope you're enjoying. We certainly do it with all of our love, and we're very happy to be here. This next song is called Amor Crónico. What does it mean, Julian?
Chronic love.
Yes. And it's a love song, but it's a song about those kinds of love that seem to thrive when they're fighting, right? Those couples that seem to be all the time, fighting. But sometimes they are together for a lifetime, and I fear, who am I to say what's love and what's not? I think it's love, and I think love takes all forms and shapes, and inspired in this type of love, of relationship, is that I wrote Amor Crónico.
Otra vez una sonrisa amarga y este temblor en los huesos de saber que la enfermedad es igual al remedio. Solo tenerte, mi amor, me hace efecto, qué adicción irremediable. No sé vivir sin lo que me das, esto es incurable. Aunque sea mi amor, es bien nuestro este dolor. Crónicos los dos, enfermos de amor. Necesito una gota más de eso que me da. Vivimos juntos haciendo tormentas, cayendo al vacío abrazados en nuestro propio precipicio de lo no perdonado. Vivimos con el corazón sangrando entre palabras prendidas fuego en esta lucha hasta las cenizas que solo los dos entendemos. Aunque sea mi amor, es bien nuestro este dolor. Crónicos los dos, enfermos de amor. Necesito de vos tan mal, de eso que me das. Crónicos los dos, enfermos de amor. No nos vamos a curar, fuego hasta el final. Queriéndote, crónicos los dos, enfermos de amor. Necesito una gota más de eso que me das. Crónicos los dos, enfermos de amor. No nos vamos a curar, fuego hasta el crónico. What is important is to love in the end, however you can, I think. We have a couple more songs for you tonight. This next one is called ¿Qué hiciste con mi querer? Which means, what have you done with my love? And this song is about the end of a relationship, especially when one of the two people involved ends it and the other one didn't see it coming, and you might be left saying like, what happened, like it's like you don't know me, like you never knew me, what have you done with all the love that I've given you? So it's a bitter thing to go through, but I made it into song with ¿Qué hiciste con mi querer?
Te olvidaste lo que era querer. encendido. Si no es conmigo, será con otra, que estés de nuevo vacío. Están tan fríos tus ojos que hoy olvidan nuestro ayer. Y ahora quiero saber qué hiciste con mi querer. Decime a dónde pusiste los miles de besos que gasté. Yo creo que andando cambiaste y que te olvidaste lo que era querer. Sí, yo creo que andando cambiaste y que te olvidaste lo que era. Te olvidaste lo que era. Te olvidaste lo que era querer.
I got a little angry there singing. Now I want to know, what have you done with all that I've given you? Not you, Julian. You're cool so far.
I'm good.
He's my husband. Okay, we'll have one more song for you tonight. Tonight or today, whatever time it is, in where you are in the globe. This last song, Riámosle a la pena, and it means let's smile at sorrow. And it contains a lesson I've learned in the last few years. I think every one of us have those darker days when maybe we're no energy, things that yesterday seemed easy to do, today are like so hard and maybe impossible, feel impossible, or just, I don't know, we see everything like under a curtain of darkness. And I've learned that it is okay. It's part of life. And I've learned not to resist it, or not to try to, or not to feel bad about feeling bad, but just making space for it. Okay, I'm feeling like this today. It's fine. Maybe I can, well, like I say in the chorus, invite sorrow to dance a little bit. And sometimes I get to shift the energy, but if I don't shift it, anyways, I can go through the day better, because I've learned that there is space for everything. So here it goes, sonriámosle a la pena.
Para intentar, sonriámosle a la pena, invitémosla a bailar, sonriámosle a la pena, que siempre viene a visitar. Ya no me siento esperar que venga un día mejor, no hay mejor día que hoy. Sonriámosle a la pena, sonriámosle a la pena. Mejor día que hoy, para volcar la balanza a favor de la esperanza, no hay mejor venganza. Sonriámosle a la pena, invitémosla a bailar. Sonriámosle a la pena, que siempre viene a visitar. Ya no me siento a esperar que venga un día mejor, no hay mejor día que hoy. Sonriámosle a la pena, sonriámosle a la pena, sonriámosle a la pena. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Escuchar, déjala que suba, que atraviese a su paso y que salga a bailar. Na 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 na.
Want to hear more stories? Tune into 101.5 FM every Tuesday at 1 for U-Talk. I'm Ryan Funk. This was U-Talk. And have yourself a good one.